Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Welcome to the Hashtag Finance Master Show. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and I'm your host talking about trends in finance and accounting. Today's topic is whether or not you should have a data and analytics team. We started the last week with the pilot episode talking about the tension between finance and data and analytics, which is something I experience a lot in companies today, all trying to harness the power and value of data for decision-making, for enriched insights, for value creation. And pretty much our conclusion last week was that it's not a versus, it's a better together. Finance and data analytics teams should work together to harness the power of data. We also discussed who should own these data analytics teams or the data analytics efforts in a company. I know I'm biased, I'm a finance professional, but I believe that they lie really well under the CFO scope. And we talked about the unfair advantage of finance. I talked about five elements that I believe finance and the CFO is the only function in the company that has that. And it's also why I believe data analytics lies so well in the finance realm. And it's, of course, analytical skills, it's business understanding, it's access to financial and non-financial data as well. It's spanning across the entire value chain, and it's having access to key decision makers. Probably a lot of those things could be sitting in a data analytics team as well, but not all of it. And that's why I believe finance should own the data analytics efforts in a company. And definitely, if it's not owned in the finance space right now, we should be working together. That leads us to today's topic, episode 2 of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Should you have a data analytics team? So data analytics skills is obviously in high demand today. If I look at what's happening on LinkedIn, I see lots of data analytics influencers blowing up completely. Also, finance professionals are very interested in these skills because we know it can enhance our ability to do our job really well. So of course, in companies, they're in high demand as well. And really, it's because gathering and analyzing and acting on data is a fundamental business process today. Data have always been available in companies, but the amount of data available to us is just exploding. We, of course, have had the big data movement in the past 5-10 years, and that's not stopping, it's just accelerating. So clearly, companies need to find ways of harnessing the value of data. And it's probably virtually impossible to imagine an operating model in a company that doesn't rely on good data analytics. If you ask business leaders, they basically say, give me insights. Give me something that can help me make better decisions. And a lot of those insights can be developed by data analytics teams or having data analytics skills. But the interface between data analytics specialist and the finance function is not necessarily frictionless today. As I mentioned in the beginning, I see quite a lot of companies that have data analytics teams sitting outside finance, and then the finance team in finance, obviously, both trying to do the same thing, create insight to enhance decision-making. And they analyze probably different data sets, but trying to do the same thing. Instead, this should be frictionless. If these two teams are not working well together, we're losing value in the company. So this is not the case right now. Finance professionals, they may be used to dealing with traditional metrics such as P&L and so on, whereas data analytics introduces like an unstoppable tide of new data points that come in that we can measure, analyze, and act upon. And this can be overwhelming if you don't have more advanced skills within the data space. And many finance professionals, they probably struggle with that today. We can do data analysis and we can work in Excel. Maybe some of you learned SQL to do a bit of database magic, but those advanced skills, not so much. If you talk about the language of data science, not so much either, but there's a huge interest in learning these. So better coordination and cooperation between these skill sets, let's say, no matter where they sit in the organization, it's an ongoing project. And the goal, of course, is to, at least in my mind, integrate these teams so they work in an aligned way towards the same outcome. So what insights can we expect coming out from these teams? I mean, it's not so useful to have gathering data being a standalone activity. It only becomes useful through generation of insights. So that is when data can enable us to better understand processes or customer interaction or our organization in new ways. And there's many ways in which this can manifest itself. Data-related insights can highlight deficiencies in resourcing, in sales, recruitment, product development, marketing, and virtually any business activity. That's also why if you sit in marketing or if you sit in sales and you're not getting insights from your finance team, of course you set up your own data analytics team or business analysis team to get these insights. From me to all of you finance professionals out there, you need to be the one coming with the insights. Otherwise, the business will find other ways of doing it. And getting all these insights and understanding about our business processes and how everything works, it can really help us make the processes better, measure the results of the improvements, and ultimately highlight new market opportunities or things we can do differently with customers, all of which will create value in the company. So should you have a data analytics team? Absolutely. But I'm keen to hear if anyone wants to come up on stage and share their experience with either working in a data analytics team or working with data analytics team or basically generating insights overall. So feel free to raise your hand and come up on stage if you want. You can either ask questions or share own perspectives on the talk here. But the real question a data analytics team needs to answer is, how do we improve outcomes in the business? Data-derived insights can enable us to make those changes, but it probably takes a bit more than that. And I can see we have Mark now wanting to come on stage to maybe ask questions, share perspectives. So I'll bring up Mark to the stage now.
Well, thank you, Anders, for allowing me to the stage. I especially enjoyed your introduction speaking to how data analytics reacts with finance. I worked on a data analytics team as a senior business analyst for Under Armour, and I feel as though the direct connection between understanding data, specifically sales data and finance, and directing the business was really the way my business analyst team, that was the direction that we went into. And it was really able to allow different members of our senior team to really better understand where our business was really coming from and what customers were buying what and what was really driving our business. So I think speaking to understanding what the financial goals are, business analysts can really provide a lot of help in short of showing where the revenue is coming in and what customers and what businesses is best to focus on.
Thanks a lot for sharing that experience, Mark. And just maybe a question now that you're up here. How did you find that teams were working in an aligned way in terms of utilizing the data to make better decisions? Was it aligned or was this competing teams all trying to create different kind of insights for sales and other business leaders?
Well, it was aligned, and it was aligned best through meetings where cross-functional teams came together to discuss metrics that they owned, that their analyst teams owned. So specifically, our team owned some supply chain metrics and some sales forecasting metrics. And those metrics were then shared with other members of the team, both data analysts and also senior executives, so they could better understand when you combine all of these different metrics together, what's driving the business, what's holding the business back, and how to proceed. So really a cross-functional meeting where all metrics are discussed in my organization seem to be where a lot of value is gained.
That's really great to hear, Mark, because often as you say yourself, you have a small piece of the puzzle yourself, and then other teams might be sitting with other pieces. And often if we don't align these efforts and if we don't bring it together in like a meeting or find a good way of working with it, then insights are basically lost because we are not able to combine this to look at the full picture, so to speak. So truly appreciate you sharing your experience here, Mark. Thanks a lot for coming up on stage.
Well, thank you.
Great. And if anyone else wants to do like Mark, feel free to raise your hand and come up on stage. So back to the question is, how can we really improve outcomes? I mean, Mark also talked about this. We have to have some insights that can help these business leaders make better decisions and ultimately, of course, lead to better outcomes. And data-derived insights will definitely enable us to do that, to make more rational, less biased, and quantifiable changes in our business. They are the foundation of the build, measure, learn model in which leaders can develop a hypothesis that we can test and implement in an iterative fashion. And I really like this piece about the hypothesis because I think in a data analytics space, somehow that got lost in translation, also happens in finance by all means, it is that we have so much data available. It's like, I'm just going to jump into this sea and ocean of data. Then some insights will magically appear. But it rarely happens like that. It more happens if we have a hypothesis around what would have to be true for this decision to be realized with the outcomes that we want. And that will lead to some assumptions that we can test. That's what data analytics is supposed to do. It doesn't mean we should never do any explorative analysis, but I definitely say do more hypothesis-based analytics and then you will deliver better results. And don't take it from me, take it from one of the leading management thinkers of the world, Roger Martin. I heard him on stage some months back and he was also taking a shot at data analytics and data science, which is truly a hot, fashionable profession these days, and saying, well, you know, it's just a lot of analysis of data, but it doesn't really lead to better outcomes necessarily. But if you can have a hypothesis around what needs to be true, then do the analysis, it becomes truly powerful. So I think it's a really important step that needs to be added there. And I'm not saying all the analytics teams are not having a hypothesis. I'm sure many are, but that was at least the shot that he was taking at this part of the business. So it's crucial to remember that it's a cross-functional, multidisciplinary activity to do data analytics. Mark, you mentioned it so well yourself, right? So to generate better outcomes, we need to disseminate the insight among key stakeholders, incorporate their feedback in a constant loop. You might describe this process a way of two-way communication, right? So if we just communicate insights into someone that makes a decision, but there's no feedback loop, and we're not having a feedback loop in terms of the outcomes created, it all dies. Imagine a company has a strategy that they cascade down an organization and the organization executes. And then of course there might be some financial results coming out of it, but there's no real feedback loop back to senior management if the strategy is really working. Yes, they can see the financial outcomes, that's too late. You need to have established a loop to say strategy, assumptions, track the assumptions, feedback if it's working. Financials, they're just an outcome at the end of the day. So we need to establish that feedback loop that's critical and needs to be two-way communication between all the stakeholders involved. And being a pet peeve of mine, of course, this is where I see the activity of business partnering being crucial. Both data analytics teams, along with the finance function, they need to be business partners. It's not enough that you are technically savvy, that you can analyze data sets of millions of data points. You need to be able to communicate these insights, influence business leaders with these insights to ensure that they are accounted for when decisions are made. So we can only reach the potential of data analytics and insights if we're able to influence and be a business partner to the business leaders. Otherwise, it basically won't be a success. And it falls on us as finance professionals, data analytics professionals, to translate this data into insights and then communicate that to business leaders. And we firmly believe that having a business partnering mindset is the future, not just for the finance function, but also for data analytics professionals, also goes for HR professionals, legal professionals, and whatnot. Because we are specialist experts in our own right. If we cannot get that expertise to business leaders, it doesn't matter. We might as well go home. And I know that's kind of a sad message, but let's turn around and say, let's become business partners. Let's take all this data to insights and actually influence decisions with this. This is, in our mind at least, a lot of the future of what us as professionals need to do, because the machine can take care of a lot of the analysis. So just to summarize, your company absolutely needs a data analytics effort whether it's a team or something that finance team is doing, we can discuss that. But of course, it requires some more specialist competencies. Depending on how big your company is, maybe you need a whole data science team. I can't really be the judge of that, but it's definitely something to consider. All we are saying is that these efforts need to be aligned. Matt gave a great example of how it is aligned and then how it works. If it's not aligned, what I hear is a lot of frustrated finance professionals, at least. I don't speak so much with the data analytics teams, but we have many finance teams that are like, we're sitting here trying to help the business make better decisions, but more or less, they're just taking their input from the data analytics team, and they have so much more data and tools and whatnot available, so we're kind of struggling over here. And I'm not saying that all their efforts or resources should go towards the finance team. I'm saying we should do this in an aligned way. And this best happens if you take a business partnering approach. So the question to the audience here is, you know, does your company already have a data analytics? If so, if yes, what kind of outcomes have this driven? And where is this team sitting? Is it a separate team supporting different departments, or is it sitting in finance or somewhere else for that matter? So curious to hear if someone wants to come on stage and share some perspectives on this. We are moving into the Q&A phase of today's show. So feel free to raise your hand, come up on stage. Mark, you're also welcome to share further perspectives if you want. Now is your time to come and share or ask questions.
Well, Andrew, I can actually share just briefly a little bit about my organization and how data analytics and business analysts were powerful. They were powerful because many of the executives of the various teams, senior executives, knew what metrics that we needed to measure. Obviously, revenue, top line revenue was, of course, very important in order to show the strength of the organization and its growth, but also how profitable the organization was going to be. So there was metrics that needed to be measured for that. Also, especially right now, as there are tons of supply chain issues that many organizations are seeing, there were metrics that were measured to find out how functional the supply chain is. So I think the power really was in that each individual team knew what metrics they needed to measure. I think speaking to what you're mentioning before, there has to be some sort of measure, some sort of KPI that an organization is interested in from each individual team. And then they need business analysts to provide the data that answers what that metric is, and then applying all the metrics that drive the business in a bottoms-up nature that a team like maybe finance is finally measuring in order to see how functional, how healthy is the organization.
I think it's a really great point, Mark, because what we're often advocating is that instead of just jumping into the data and the numbers, go and find out what insights the business leaders need, because then you can find those, then you can measure the metrics that matter, so to speak. But if you don't know, you're probably wasting a lot of time. So thanks a lot for sharing that perspective also, Mark. I can see we also have, and I'm probably going to butcher the name here, but Ololade on stage. Please feel free to unmute and introduce yourself and share your perspective or ask a question.
Yeah, my name is Ololade. I've been a financial data analyst. I realized that a lot of organizations are yet to come to terms with the possibilities data analyzing can afford them. And as such, data analysis is not taken seriously. And you find out that in most cases, the finance teams always have to carry out this analysis. And of course, there are some teams in little units carrying out this analysis, but they are carrying out the analysis in silos. And as such, there's no general combination and decision taken to actually use this data. So I would say, what possibilities are there in terms of combining various data teams to be under finance? What's the impact generally?
I think that's a great question. And without sounding too polemic, you could say that there's no end to the possibilities, right? And I think the possibilities are well described in publications from Big Four and other consulting companies, Accenture and whatnot. So the possibilities are definitely there. But I'd also agree with the notion that it's been a challenge to showcase the success of these setups. Obviously, everyone knows they have the need. Everyone knows the data is there, and they're like asking, what team is going to deliver this to me? And I think what we need is really just more cases from companies that have done this, because there's absolutely companies that have done this, but probably they haven't, let's say, showcased or published these cases yet, or haven't been so widely shared. So I think the more success stories we see, the more learnings we can have from what did it take to create these successes. I think the more we will learn about how to make this possible and in an aligned way. I think for finance teams, it's about doing this as well, right? Show that you can be resourceful, create insight for your business leaders, help them make better decisions. And at the end of the day, there's three things for me that I would measure on. One is the business being more successful. Two, are they happy with the support that we're giving them? And both data analytics team and finance teams can basically run the same exercise. And three, and this is where the cases come in, can we document how we were part of making this happen? What was our role? Were we sitting in the back taking notes? Were we doing some sort of fancy analysis? Were we facilitating something? Were we communicating something? What was our role? And what was the impact at the end of the day? So if we can have more of those cases, success stories shared in the community, I think we will also increase the chance of success. Thanks a lot for asking that question. We also have Ritwith on stage right now. Feel free to unmute and share your question or perspective, and also introduce yourself, please.
My name is Ritwith Joshi. I'm working as a finance business partner for a MNC in an agricultural domain. And I fully relate to the experience you shared, Anders, and I think I also have a similar one. I have seen the organizations having multiple data analytics teams within the different functions, and each one catering to the requirements of the specific division or the specific part of the business, let it be a business teams or commercial or marketing or product supply. And that is something that finance plays a crucial role to bring all of them together and give an insight as a single point. One question I would like to pose to you from a finance, purely from a finance perspective. What do you see as a better opportunity for the finance guys? Whether do you prefer them to be a role into the data analytics and provide the analytics to the business team? Or would you prefer them that they are able to add more value to the business if they are in the role of a mediator between the separate analytics team and the business teams?
That's a great question, Vijayan. I think some finance professionals would probably like to go into the data analytics realm, but we should also be mindful of that it is a different, albeit probably adjacent skill set to what finance professionals have. So you need to build a new skill set to actually be a success in a data analytics team. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I just want to make people aware of that it's not just, I'm just going to go into this team and then I'm going to do what I used to do. No, it's a different skill set. What I think finance people should do is to be the mediator between these more technical data analytics team and ensure that their insights actually matter in the decision-making that business leaders are making. That's why I say working together, finance and data analytics, that's where it becomes truly powerful. But obviously, it's a case still to be proven. Finance needs to actually showcase that they can be this mediator. And honestly speaking, we also still have some work to do to actually be successful as business partners. But that would at least be my take on it. See, we also have Kipwom coming to the stage here. So it's going to be the last person on stage before we close down for today's show. But Kipwom, welcome to the stage. Please introduce yourself and share your perspective or question. And please also unmute before you start talking.
Thank you. And first of all, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Kipwom. I'm working in a startup company. I would like to say thank you. You are sharing a lot of things here. I need to ask one question. As we are working in a startup business, what do you think about the data analytic team must be like from the finance, or it must be separate? Which one is better? It has to be like under the team of the finance, or it must be separate?
Yeah, so obviously I'm biased in my thinking here, but I wrote already back in 2015 that I think finance should become the analytics powerhouse of the company. It hasn't really happened yet, and now you see data analytics teams popping up all over the place. And it only happens because business leaders have not been satisfied with the efforts of finance. It doesn't mean, in my opinion at least, that the construction is wrong. I still think it should be housed in finance, but finance needs to show that we can actually be that mediator that we need to be and then bring the insights to business leaders. But of course, if you're in a startup, probably you don't even have a finance team yet. But if you have a lot of data, you definitely need the data analytics skills in this startup to ensure that you can derive value from this data. So you might actually start with data analytics team before you have a finance team. In the mid-sized or bigger companies, you have finance already, and there the data analytics team would be probably better housed under finance. That would at least be my perspective.
Okay, thank you very much, Andres. Thank you very much.
So welcome. And with that, I'm going to thank you, Mark, Kiprum, all for coming on stage, sharing your perspectives, asking your questions. I truly appreciate that. It's your efforts that make this show interesting experience for everyone. And with that, we are at the end of episode 2 of the Hashtag Finance Masters show. Next week, we'll continue to dig into the finance versus data analytics theme. So thanks a lot, everyone, for being here today, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?